Kitchen. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
In just 8 months, Jimmy Fallon takes over The Tonight Show from Jay Leno. Not only is the show relocating to New York City for Jimmy, it's getting a brand new producer and a new name. NBC released the statement yesterday. As of February 2014, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno becomes The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Number four.
The Voice is about to wrap another season, crowning their winner on Tuesday night. Even if you haven't watched all season, you might want to check out the finale. Together again for the first time since Burlesque, NBC's announced that both Cher and Christina Aguilera will perform on the show. Now, at this point, we know that both women are scheduled to perform separately, but they might surprise us with a duet.
Number three.
The LA County Sheriff's Department trying to find out who leaked the 911 call that came in the night Paris Jackson attempted suicide. Sergeant Michael Thomas said they don't release 911 calls, but they're trying to track down which deputy has turned paid informant.
Number two.
At least one person is of the opinion Amanda Bynes is completely sane, and that person is Drake Bell, who worked with her on The Amanda Show. Drake told OK Magazine he talks to Amanda every day and just had lunch with her on Saturday. Drake said she was brilliant and healthy, but he flat out told her, dude, you come off crazy.
Number one.
It may be hard to grasp the fact that Kate Upton just turned 21 Monday. She's only 21. Well, Us Weekly is reporting that she may have celebrated with her new boyfriend, Maxim Chermofsky. Yes, the bad boy of the ballroom who simply must return to Dancing with the Stars if they ever expect me to watch again. And that's your showbiz top five.
Get Craddock in the morning.